The new head of the YWCA of McLean County takes over an organization that has a larger role in social justice nowadays than it did in recent years. Liz German has been with the YWCA since 2007, but more in administrative capacity, delivering services to clients. German tells Eric Stock she's adjusting to filling a more public role in the organization and figuring out what that will look like for her.
It is eye-opening to learn different aspects of this role versus my previous role, so working a little more with the community than I did in previous roles. So meeting some new people and making some new partnerships.
So you served as a vice president of operations for YWCA?
Correct.
And so working on the operational side, sort of the service side, you're replacing Dante Latson, who was very heavily involved in social justice issues. Do you plan to be as involved in that kind of, say, community activism in the future, or do you see the role differently?
I see it as pretty fluid. So I think there will be times when we are involved in social justice issues, and that is overall a part of our mission and a driving force of our mission. We also have a lot of different programming and things on the ground that we can do that might not be quite as it might not gather quite as much attention, but they are key elements to furthering the mission of eliminating racism and empowering women. So, you know, there's two sides of that coin, and I think both are important at different times.
What kind of impact do you feel that it had taking it in that direction more? Did that impact fundraising, lining up community partners in any way?
I mean, there were some conversations. Sure, it brings things to people's attention that maybe we don't always have to think about. The good thing that I saw was you saw a lot of people step up and really be interested in topics that perhaps we weren't talking about before. So I think that's been a good introduction to some of our other programs. For example, we've been doing some different poverty simulations and different trainings with different groups in town. And I think those are the kinds of things that some of our work in the past led to that furthers the conversation. It puts everybody kind of on an even playing field as far as going into issues and kind of understanding them a little bit better. So we've been able to use any sort of perhaps negativity, I think, to an awareness piece, which is always beneficial.
So you feel that it did simply raise the profile of the YWCA and its causes, if nothing else?
Correct. Yeah. So
was there concern, was there pushback that sometimes you're wading into political waters when you do that? Was there any sort of backlash in any dimension that the YWCA had to deal with as a consequence?
Sometimes it can be a little unnerving and scary to talk about certain things, but I think what's important that we always brought it back to is how does this affect people and how does it affect clients? And so we don't get so much into the actual politics of it, but if something promotes women and children and families or people of color, we are definitely going to stand for that and advocate for it. Not so much individual politicians, but we are going to cover those issues.
So you step into the role as president of YWCA, as you said, of an organization that you've been with for 12 years already. So what are the largest community needs that you feel the YWCA needs to address?
Oh, that's a big topic. So I definitely think there's an opportunity for a lot of things in the community, one being kind of a more holistic view of families and what they're going through. So, for example, we have a program that's based on education, and we really try to look at each family holistically and see what other needs they might have besides just childcare, which is something that the schools try to do and other human service agencies. And so I think when you look at families and how to make them most successful, bring people out of poverty, give them affordable housing, give them the tools to really have a quality life, you see other issues that maybe the community is facing change as well. So,
And what age groups are you talking about?
So we serve children 6 weeks to 12 years old. And we have different programs, full-time, part-time education programs. We also go into the schools through our rape crisis program, and we teach about things like healthy relationships, consent, boundaries. And like I said, we do some different things like poverty simulations, different forms of oppression training. So all of those tools really help all of us in the community, and definitely service providers or just independent citizens, really view people is a little more complex, a little less one-dimensional, which I think helps all of our quality of life. We're a stronger, better community if we're all talking about those things and thinking about others.
How do you plan to build on that, on what the YWCA has been doing, or ways to expand it or look at it differently?
Yeah, we're really excited to do more and more of that. We call it mission training, but really it's looking at humans as complex beings and how we interact with each other. And we're going to put some planning and resources behind our various trainings. And we're also kind of getting feedback from other community partners. We've had schools and different businesses reach out and be interested in it because of what's going on politically in our world. And so it's a good opportunity for us to then take advantage of that and be out there talking about it.
That is new YWCA President and CEO Liz German with Eric Stock. German says human service organizations have had to get creative to fund programs by seeking more private grants and working with other agencies to share expenses. The YWCA has 50 full-time employees, about 70 part-time workers. It has an annual budget of about $3.5 million.